Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello, welcome to Extra Helpings, the little bit more that you didn't know you needed, just that little bit extra on the side. It's like when you realize there's still gravy in the pot.
Trying to do a checklist at this point in the proceedings so that we are more streamlined, so that we flow into the lunch or the dinner or the brunch or whatever it's going to be. So checklist today is...
What
did I say? I'm saying... It's good to be streamlined.
Yeah, you just like a checklist.
Because I like to be streamlined. It's a bit like service. We are delivering. We need to get it ready on time for when the people come.
What is on today's checklist? What's...
So, lamb check. That's cooked. We started it yesterday. When I say we, actually, Randell has done most of the cooking for this particular event, dinner, because I've been out with a charity that I work with, RCK, Refugee Community Kitchen, all day, cooking with them and working with them. So Randell took the helm here. So we've made slow-cooked lamb, and then we've got like a potato press. It's like potatoes, caramelised onions and cream and stock, all in the oven, pressed overnight. It's lush. And we've just brushed butter on the top of that. And then we've got grilled spring onions, peas and like a sautéed little cabbage situation happening, and I've made a hot mustard vinaigrette.
And you started the lamb yesterday.
Deli stayed the night,
and he's made the best gravy I think he might have ever made. It's really delicious.
We have Mel Blatt and Chasney Lewis from All Saints coming round.
What are style icons? Because whenever I see Timberlands and big trousers on girls, I still think of...
I was a bit too young, and I was actually going to squat parties at the time, so by chance I dressed like them because I liked parachute trousers. No, I think every girl in their early 20s probably dressed like them, and I was 14.
Your ass should have been at home about I was going to squat parties. I'm looking at you going, okay.
Oh my god, Deli, you're making peas.
Look at this lamb though.
I think we should pull it further.
You want to pull it apart with those tongs, babe? Makita Oliver, dig you in your hand. She just came in, it's like a hand in the lamb pot. Jesus Christ.
Look at her face.
She got away with it. She thinks she's a bad man. You're not allowed to do that in here.
Deli, if I was going to try this lamb at home, what do I need to know?
Patience and love is key. No, I would say starting off with some great local produce. That speaks for itself first. And then a good base. Low and slow. Just leave it, forget about it.
Is that lamb? We're coming! Coming! 1 second!
All right, guys, let's go inside for drinks. I have made you a homage to being queens of the Met Bar in the 90s. Sorry to take you back there.
It wasn't that long ago, Makita, actually.
Not that far back.
I like that.
I wanted to talk, because we were talking about your mum, I wanted to talk about motherhood. Because you have two children, one child. And I was wondering how you navigate motherhood in general. Tell me about it.
Chesney is like the best mum ever in life.
How old are your kids?
My son is 17 and my daughter's 13.
Wow. Big people.
They still want cuddles and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, she's 39.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm like, cuddle me.
I'm like that. It's a cat. She's really annoying.
She's not as tactile as people think.
I am tactile. I just...
also like to watch Housewives about something lying on my head. Do you know what I mean? On my face. Can you get off my head? Just trying to have a little moment.
Just need your Housewives personal space.
Having my tea, watching some shit.
We don't have personal space.
No, you have to give that up in some way.
Okay. Always be your baby.
Obviously, Mel was quite kind of iconically pregnant in the band. And then, I guess, had a baby and was still in the band for quite a while like that. Mm. Those two things mixed for a while. Was All Saints All Done for a bit when you decided to become a mum?
Well, that was the plan. Mm. When I started having children, I literally just wanted to write for other people, do other projects.
Right.
And then we ended up getting back together for the Studio One album. So
Were you already pregnant when we signed that deal? Like when we... Were you not pregnant
yet? Because we were in the studio when I was pregnant with Tyler.
I love that you guys can't remember stuff too. It makes me feel very secure because I'm like that with Nana. Nana's just written a book and she keeps ringing. She was ringing up going, you know that? I'm like, no. I have no idea what you're talking about. We are the worst. It's hard though.
Yeah.
I have a problem with like linear memory. I was talking about this when you came in. Like, I can't remember what happened in relation to other things. Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure when things happened.
Timeline, they did happen. Yeah.
I just don't know when. And sometimes I start telling people things and I think, oh no, that's wrong. and I've got it backwards. But then I just keep going because I'm embarrassed.
You never remember when anything was, do you?
When I what?
You never really remember when anything was.
Not really. It's kind of tricky because there's a lot.
Mm. A lot's happened, a lot of shit's gone down.
You've lived a mega life, so you're not going to remember it all.
I'm 60, no, I turned 60 this year. It's a thing. I mean, I've been going on about it on this podcast for a while. Because it's not that I can't believe it, I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I love it, but I also don't really get how that's happened.
You don't feel it, that's the first thing,
I don't know what that... I'm not sure what it's meant to feel like. Well, I do, because...
It's the feeling that you think when you see an older person that you relate to that older person. Yeah. It's not really how you...
No, it's what you thought as a kid.
Right,
what
exactly.
Yeah. I certainly don't feel like I thought 60 would feel. Mm-hmm. I certainly feel way more powerful and way more ready and way more like, oh, what's next?
Yeah. I'm 39 would be horrible.
I don't feel like I'm at the end.
No.
I feel like I'm at beginnings.
Yes.
More beginnings all the time.
Yeah. Does that change with having kids, though? Because you see them go through stages of their life and then it makes you think about where you're at in yours? Or
I don't think so, actually. I think it's more about evolving in stages of your life, actually, and where you're... Like, at this age, I feel like I'm at a different... There's been a shift. Have you ever felt that? I definitely feel the shift. It's a shift in... Yeah.
But I think that's also to do with our surroundings, what we've had to go through the last few years. Well, for me, I know our relationship and the chats that we have and stuff, it's taken me to another place that we can discuss stuff that we've never discussed before because of our age, because of our experiences.
Because of the time that's passed between you. Yeah. That's a great thing, isn't it?
No, this is happening with me and Lily at the moment and it's like wild. I'm like, it's not just like, we're in the best place we've ever been. It's not like that. It's when you start to really seriously realise that you've experienced so much of your life together and you will continue to experience all of it together.
All of it.
Quite a deep, heavy feeling. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah,
I'm like, God, Lil, I guess we're doing this forever together.
Because when you're younger, those your relationships, there's something impermanent about the way you think about your relationships.
Yeah.
And as you get older with those people next to you and side by side and shoulder to shoulder, and you go through things and you piss each other off and you make each other happy and then you piss each other off again and then you make each other happy and you come, you think, oh, so I love you.
Yeah.
I get it now. I'm staying with it. Yeah. I actually mean it. It's not just like you met in the playground, you're having a laugh and you're in a bag, you did it's like, it's sistren or brethren or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, so female friendship, I think, isn't... Like, I mean, I know people wang on about it all the time and it's slightly annoying sometimes, but for me, like, the women in my life are just...
Yeah.
They're like, it's so precious to me, the friend. Right. And I have really strong male friends as well, but it's a different strength.
It's different.
And it's a different importance.
Thank you, guys.
It's a real pleasure.
Yeah. Jazz does not go out, guys. This is a big deal. Yeah.
But also, you didn't know there was going to be food, so I'm really touched.
I thought we would go out and eat from here. I was like, oh, what are they doing? So... Thanks,
Cheers. I love you. Thank you, guys. Yes, sistren. Thank you for dinner. Here's to the next bit.
Here's to the next bit.
My name is Melanie Blatt. I'm in a band called All Saints, and I'm best friends with Chesney Lewis, who is also here today. The food was absolutely amazing. We had some lamb, we had some greens, we had some peas, we had some potatoes. Unbelievable, and just what I needed after a very heavy weekend of drinking.
Hi, my name is Chesney Lewis. I did not know that I was going to be having a delicious meal when I got here, so it was a lovely surprise. What was the potato?
So the potato was like a pressed potato with like garlic and stock in there.
Gorgeous.
It was amazing, yeah. Right? Anyway, we're taking some home. That's a fact.
One of the things you talked about today was like the wisdom of that comes with age and being more comfortable with it and so on. So what's life like now, and why is it, if it is better, why is it better?
I suppose it's just a sense of being really comfortable in your own skin. It sounds really simple, but it kind of is, because you can think that you are at all times, but I was saying earlier, there's definitely a shift that has happened. You're not even necessarily, I wasn't even looking for a shift. I probably thought this whole time, during my whole, like the past 25 years, that I was fine. I knew where I was, I knew who I know who I am, I know where I am, I'm very solid. And then suddenly, you know, there's this shift and I'm like, oh my God, no.
Yeah, I had no clue.
I had no clue before and I feel really calm.
I probably knew Keats more than I did Andy back in the day, like just on a work level, because obviously I did Potboil quite a few times with Keats and we always got on really well and I loved her. And then it wasn't until years later, through mutual friends, that I got to know Andy on a level. And she's someone I'm just so grateful that I have her in my life and I've got to know her, because she's the kind of woman you want on your side. You want her wisdom. You want to be able to chat to her. Also, she's hilarious and not perfect, which is perfect for me. It's like, you know, sometimes you can look at someone who's so powerful and so strong. And like even she was saying, you know, you people start to think this thing of you. But at the end of the day, when you're by yourself, I think everyone is just as insecure as the next person, or is just as, you know, needs, you know, no one is perfect. But she was someone that's been a great, just a guidance in my life, like all of that stuff. I'm just, and together, it's just been, I'm just ever so proud of them and just like, I love them. They're just good girls.
From today, what I really admire is them both explaining their coming together through that the show that they did, traveling across the world, and then that leading to this. And obviously, and I have a daughter who's 13, and to see them both be able to sort of work together and it be very natural. There actually was no aspect of that that seemed as though it was like, you know, mother daughter.
They're
very comfortable with each other. I admire that. If I could have that actually with my daughter when she becomes of an age where, you know, she'd even consider partnering up with me to do something.
Can we just talk about your drink? First, I just want to talk about their deep, deep friendship. I of course, you're deep. And I know from doing something strange with someone, like being in a pop band or being on a TV show, that you go through so much together that there's just a bond no matter what. But they are such sisterin so devoted soul women, sisters, for life.
Them,
and
like
it just,
lovely.
You feel it. And I, do you know what? Because we know Mel so well in a way that we don't know Shaz, I was just like, I love that Mel has this kind of love in her life from a friend, from a friendship like this.
And I like that they've been round and round and round. They've had the ups, they've had the downs, they've had the ups.
I mean, look
downs.
At what a life, things they've experienced together.
Yeah.
I just love that. And I think it's been really interesting, as I was saying about me and Lily being at the end of our 30s and then seeing their generation and then your generation and the way female friendships just like hold you through these years. This is what it's about.
Yeah.
I really think that maybe the women in our lives are our soulmates.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I always said that Nana is like one of the biggest love affairs I ever had.
Yes, I love her.
You know what I mean? And it's just true, you know? She's like one of my deepest loves forever, and that's what it's like if you're lucky enough to find your sister in them.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Extra Helpings. We're back on Thursday with a new show, a new guest, a new person that they love. In the meantime, subscribe, follow us on Instagram. And if you DM us your questions, we're going to start answering them in forthcoming episodes of Extra Helpings. We're giving you a lot. We're giving you a lot at the moment.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.